From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Singapore's Prime Minister's visit a strong signal to further cooperation. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy opens the wonderful Indonesia Pavilion at Macau International Travel Industry Expo 2024. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received the visit of Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong on Monday at Bogor Palace, West Java. In a joint statement broadcast via YouTube, President Joko Widodo said the two leaders' meeting was a strong signal of continued cooperation between the two countries. President Joko Widodo said in the meeting the two heads of state discussed several things, including political and defense cooperation. And it is a strong signal for the continuity of the cooperation between the two countries, Singapore and Indonesia.
Kami menyambut baik telah berjalannya implementasi.
We welcome the implementation of the Flight Information Region, Defense and Extradition Agreement, which in the future needs to be ensured that its implementation runs smoothly. President Joko Widodo said the meeting also discussed cooperation in the economic, socio-cultural, and regional and global issues. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia and Singapore agreed to continue to encourage the creation of peace in the Middle East and strive to continue to strengthen Asia's centrality. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, in collaboration with Air Macau and Atsiri, supported by the Indonesian Consulate General Hong Kong and Macau, participated in the Macau International Travel Industry Expo 2024 by setting up wonderful Indonesia Pavilion. Quoted by Antara State News Agency on Sunday, Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno stated, "The main objective of participating in this event was to strengthen marketing and increase the profile of Indonesia's super priority destinations for Macau market as a business and tourism travel destination. It also aims to enhance experience in fitness tourism and the trend of traveling to filming location." Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, who agreed to propose collaboration between ASEAN and the Gulf Cooperation Council as a new economic power. The agreement was one of the topics discussed at the World Economic Forum special meeting on global cooperation, collaboration, growth, and energy for development in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on April 28 to the 29, 2024. In a statement from his office on Monday, Minister Hartarto spoke of having proposed to expand regional comprehensive economic partnership cooperation partners with the Gulf Cooperation Council member countries. The last national news comes from Anthony Sinisuka Ginting's men's singles opens Indonesia's first win over Thailand in the 2024 Thomas Cup qualifying group match at Chengdu Heat Tech Zone Sports Center Gymnasium, Chengdu, China, on Monday. As quoted by Antara State News Agency, Ginting won a fierce match over Thailand's men's singles Panit Chapon Terarat Sakul through two straight games with a score of 21-16, 21-13 in 42 minutes. Now we move to the international news. The Arab Parliament called for initiating an urgent and independent international investigation into the mass graves discovered in the Shifa and Nasser medical complexes following the withdrawal of the Israeli occupation forces from some areas in the Gaza Strip. As quoted by Antara State News Agency, the Arab Parliament on Sunday called on the international community, human rights organizations, the United Nations, and the Security Council to take all necessary legal measures to hold the occupation accountable for its crime and massacres in accordance with the standards of international law and international humanitarian law. World Central Kitchen in the Gaza Strip will resume operations after 7-8 workers were killed in an Israeli attack earlier this April. As quoted by Antara State News Agency, Chief Executive of the charity World Central Kitchen, Erin Gore, Sunday said, "The humanitarian situation in Gaza is still terrible, and it's starting to resume operations to provide as much food as possible to Gaza residents. World Central Kitchen will continue to send as much food as possible to Gaza, including northern Gaza, via land, sea, and air." We end the news with China's Ministry of Commerce that said on Sunday it had released a 3-year action plan aimed at boosting digital trade. As quoted by Antara State News Agency on Monday, China's Ministry of Commerce said, over the next 3 years starting in 2024, China would strengthen the foundations for developing digital trade and stimulate digital consumption. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on World Economic Forum, Riyadh, participants concerned for situation in Gaza, Amdalat Pane. Some world leaders were gathering in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to attend the World Economic Forum special meeting on global collaboration, growth and energy for development on April 28 to 29. The meeting brought around global leaders from the public sector, private sector, international organizations, non-governmental organizations, academics, and civilians. The special meeting aims to push forward an international dialogue in revitalizing international collaboration while overcoming the latest growth and development challenges. Some 1,000 world figures from 92 countries had a global dialogue to find a solution that can be follow-up, collaborative, and sustainable. In the press release of the first day's meeting, WEF President Butch Brandt affirmed the significance of a dialogue in the important meeting when the world is struggling with the worsening geopolitical recession. He said the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is on the agenda of WEF. With some important players gathering in Riyadh, he expected a discussion towards reconciliation and peace. According to him, currently, there is a momentum in the hostage negotiation and a possibility for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Faisal Ali Ibrahim, Saudi's Minister of Economy and Planning, as the host, put emphasis on the need to solve regional issues in the Middle East as a chance to revive global growth. Hamas on Saturday admitted to receiving a response from the Israeli government for the latest ceasefire proposal and will study it before replying. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz on the same day said, should the hostage agreement with Hamas be achieved, Tel Aviv would postpone the planned military operation in Rafah, South Gaza. The global pressure for a ceasefire is getting stronger when the war enters its 7th month. The World Economic Forum also highlighted the importance of peace in the Middle East. In line with that, the negotiation process, mediated by Qatar and Egypt, began moving towards a ceasefire. This needed to be encouraged to avoid another assault in Gaza and more victims, which now has surpassed 34,000. It was expected that the ceasefire in Gaza will be realized soon, aid will be transferred properly, and war will end. The security situation in the Middle East must be a priority for the world leaders so that it would not escalate with loss not only for the belligerents, escalate with loss not only for the belligerents, but also everyone else in the world. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with the event on April 29, 1967, when Muhammad Ali's boxing championship title was revoked by the Boxing Commission. Exactly on April 29, 1967, Muhammad Ali refused to join military service for the United States military forces and opposed America's involvement in the Vietnam War. As a result, Ali was suspended and his championship title was revoked by the Boxing Commission. Muhammad Ali appealed to the United States Supreme Court, which reversed his conviction in 1971. Ali retired from boxing in 1981 and awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005. He is also considered one of the greatest boxers of all time and was a social activist, fiercely fighting against racial and social injustice. We move to the next event in 1990 when the Berlin Wall began to be destroyed. The Berlin Wall, which separated West Germany and East Germany, was destroyed on April 29, 1990. Actually, the destruction of the Berlin Wall had begun on November 9, 1989. But at that time, the wall was not completely destroyed. The East German regime again announced that it would open 10 new border gates, including at several historical places, such as Potsdamer Platz, Glenickerbrück, and Bernauer Straße. People from both sides waited for hours. They cheered when the bulldozers destroyed this wall. New border gates continued to open throughout 1990, including at the Brandenburg Gate on December 22, 1989. We end with the event in 2021 about International Dance Day. April 29, 2021 is International Dance Day. April 29 was chosen as International Dance Day because it coincides with the birthday of Jean-Georges Nover, the creator of modern ballet. International Dance Day was initiated with the aim of celebrating dance and reveling in the university of the dance art form that crosses political, cultural, and ethnic boundaries. With dance, we can unite everyone in the same language, namely dance. Meanwhile, according to Days of the Year, International Dance Day is a moment where everyone is invited to take part in the very fun hobby of dancing. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Bisa rasa seperti dulu.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia European Union conduct strategic study to strengthen investment. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Investment, Capital Investment Coordinating Board, together with the European Union delegation to Indonesia, launched a strategic study of the attraction plan for European Union investment in Indonesia to increase investment cooperation. Quoted from Antara News Agency on Saturday, Deputy for Sector Investment Promotion at the Ministry, Nurul Ikhwan, said the European Union was the fourth largest source of foreign investment in Indonesia in the last 5 years. He explained the opportunity to attract investment from the European Union is still very large, considering that the European Union is the second largest economy in the world, and Indonesia is the largest economic power and market in Southeast Asia. The strategic study of the attraction plan for the European Union investment was launched in Jakarta on Thursday, April the 25th, by Nurul Ikhwan and European Union Ambassador Dennis Chaibi. Nurul Ikhwan explained this study plays an important role in achieving Indonesia's strategic investment goals and targets, as well as realizing Indonesia's broader economic development vision. He said the study was made in partnership with Rise Plus, aims to promote and attract a new wave of investment in sustainable from the European Union to Indonesia. According to him, the study strategically aligns Indonesia's competitive strengths and investment offerings with the priorities of European Union companies in the fields of renewable energy, science, information technology, and electronic communication, green economy, blue economy, as well as smart cities. On the other hand, European Union Ambassador Dennis Chaibi said that the study initiated by the Ministry of Investment could attract investors from the European Union to increase funding allocations as well as increase the intensity of cooperation. According to Dennis Chaibi, in the strategic study, the entire framework was presented investment, including the main findings of priority sectors, as well as strategies that will support its implementation for sustainable investment in Indonesia and the European Union. That was My Indonesia Today.
Kau mengerti bahwa
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder comes to greet you with the title Taka Makassar Island in East Nusa Tenggara. Listeners, Taka Makassar is a white sand island in the Komodo National Park area, East Nusa Tenggara. This island is known as a small, uninhabited island. Taka Island Makassar is a sand deposit island. The sand island is quite unique because they consist of several small islands. Some of these islands are raised sand islands, which only appear when the seawater recedes. Tourists who come to Taka Makassar usually use large ships, which are parked in the middle of the oceans. Then the tourists use smaller boats or motorized rubber boats to reach the sand island. Large ships are prohibited from approaching the sand islands because they can damage coral reefs, which are abundant around Taka Makassar. Apart from that, collisions with hard coral reefs can damage the ship's engine. The color of the sea around Taka Makassar is bright turquoise green. This color indicates that the water is not deep and that it is safe to swim in this water. Apart from swimming, tourists can enjoy the underwater beauty by snorkeling. The underwater scenery at Taka Makassar is extraordinarily beautiful. A variety of hard and soft corals, various colored small fishes decorate the coral reefs, which is the habitat of these animals. And of course, here visitors can also take photos because there are many exotic spots around. You have to be careful when swimming in Taka Makassar because the underwater currents are sometimes strong. Therefore, make sure you are accompanied by a tour guide when swimming here. Taka Makassar is also called Pulau Gosong or Unfinished Island. Grass and weeds are the only inhabitant of this empty island. Therefore, when visiting here, don't forget to bring enough foods and drinks. That's Indonesian Wonder. Bye-bye.
Alur kisah ketika mereka meminta tawa, ternyata rela tak semudah kata. Tak perlu khawatir, ku hanya terluka. Terbiasa tak pura-pura tertawa. Namun bolehkah sekali saja ku menangis sebelum kembali membohongi diri.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Hello VOA listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Service, and the Language Development Agency of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is di Bandung, which means in Bandung. So stay tuned. Listener, you will listen to a conversation entitled Pembatas Jalan, which means road separator. This conversation happens between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Annie, Chris' vlog community friend at Gedung Sate Building in Bandung, West Java. Annie tells Chris that there is a road separator in front of the entrance. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kita tidak bisa masuk lewat pintu utama Gedung Sate. Ada pembatas jalan di situ.
Kalau begitu, kita lewat mana?
Kita bisa lewat pintu samping.
After listening to the conversation, I will give some vocabularies related to the topic of today. I'm going to read it slowly and you can repeat after me. Ada, ada, which means there is. Pembatas jalan, which means road separator. Di situ, which means there. Ada pembatas jalan di situ. Ada pembatas jalan di situ, which means there is a road separator there. Kita, kita, which means we. Lewat, lewat, which means pass through. Mana, mana, which means which. Pintu utama, which means main entrance. Pintu samping, which means side entrance. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, ada pembatas jalan di situ. Ada pembatas jalan di situ, which means there is a road separator there. In the sentence, there is the word pembatas. Pembatas, which means separator. It means a tool that separates something. In the sentence, the expression pembatas jalan means a tool that separates road. Let's listen to the other examples of a noun that means alat. Alat, which means tool. Penyedot. Penyedot. In this context means cleaner. Penyedot debu saya rusak. Penyedot debu saya rusak. Which means my vacuum cleaner is broken. Pencuci. Pencuci, which means washer. Saya ingin membeli pencuci piring otomatis. Saya ingin membeli pencuci piring otomatis, which means I want to buy an automatic dishwasher. Listener, Gedung Sate is a building used for the office of West Java Governor. This building was built in 1920 until 1924 in the Dutch colonial era. The name Gedung Sate comes from the ornament on the building roof, which resembles the shape of sate. Sate is meat skewers from Indonesia. Before we end Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kita tidak bisa masuk lewat pintu utama Gedung Sate. Ada pembatas jalan di situ.
Kalau begitu, kita lewat mana?
Kita bisa lewat pintu samping.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out, and sampai jumpa.
Tujuan, satu korban terjerat itulah harapan. putus asa. Hadirkan bayangan untuk lepas keresahan. Bergejolak, semua coba berontak. Ketika tak kuasa langsung pun lari menyelam.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Ayah by Remember Entertainment. The song Ayah, which in English means father, was composed and popularized by Rinto Harahap and released for the first time in 1993. This song is about child's longing for his father. This song has a simple arrangement and lyric writing and is not too pretentious. However, the composer can express his inner feelings, so this work can touch the feelings of many people, especially those who have lost a father figure. Well, listener, here is Remember Entertainment with the keroncong version of Ayah. Happy listening.
Cari.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.